I know you're awake when I start. If you're asleep when I'm finished, I know it was my fault, not the song leader's fault. There is an outline. Let me bid welcome again. I always appreciate brethren and folks have that desire to assemble together for worship. Appreciate that so very, very much. Not only that, but to also enjoy friendship and fellowship with one another. Now, there's an outline in the bulletin this morning. You're very welcome to follow along. And I will kind of say ahead of time, I know my introduction is longer than two sentences, and there's 7 points, but I will keep an eye on the clock. And since you have the notes, I'll just spend a little time on some of the other things. But by way of introduction, we're going to talk about our names. Our names. They're very important to us, and I know they're important to other people too. But the Bible describes in James 2, verse 7, there were people that Peter's admonishing. He said, I want you to live right. I want you to live correctly. Because if you don't do that, he says, do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which you are called. Ooh. We don't want to give an occasion to others to blaspheme the name we wear. We don't want to disparage that. We don't want to give others an occasion to discredit the name of Christ that we wear, that name Christian. We don't want even our personal name, our character, our reputation tarnished, or ridiculed, or smeared, or badmouthed. I don't want my name in ill repute. Even when people mention our name, if they don't say it correctly, sometimes, oh, it's pronounced this way. Or we might even say, you know, when we say our name, I hope people think nice things. Over the years, concerning our name, you know, no one wants to be called, hey, you. We like our name. That's one reason why, you know, we have our directory, we have our picture board, different things. We want to be called by our name. I want to call you by your name. That's important. I know years ago, it was one of our Sunday evenings. Dennis Everett was leading the singing that night. And it was one of the times when we were just having a singing and we were taking requests from the audience for the song. There was one lady sitting right over here and her hand was raised. And so Dennis looked at her and he couldn't recall her name. So he said, Larry's wife. And the people around all said, her name is Liz. You know, we want to be called by our name. Just as a side, by the way, if you ever introduce Christine, don't introduce her. This is our preacher's wife. Don't do that. Her name is Christine. We don't announce when you're introducing Sharon, oh, this is our announcer's wife. Or for Dennis, this is if you're introducing Pam, you say, we don't introduce Pam, this is our song leader's wife. I won't mention another name, but there might be someone else. You say, oh, this is our lazy, no good retired man's something like that. Talking names. The names were important. Do you have a name picked out yet? Want to know the child's name? It's interesting. God placed special emphasis on names. And these are things I don't have this in your notes, but remember even back in the beginning in Genesis 1, verse 27. Says the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. You know, that's just from the dust of the ground. That man's name was Adam. And it's just interesting that name, in the dictionary-wise, even the Hebrew dictionary, Adam means of the ground, or taken out of the red earth. So give a name with significance. In Genesis 3, verse 20, Adam called his wife's name Eve, because, it's in the text, that word because, she was the mother of all living. And then there's the generic in Genesis 23, verse 28. He said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." You see, names have significance many times. I know even with us, in our generations, we have family names, or sometimes sons will be giving the name of their dad and put a junior after it. Or there's a name that's been special in your family, and so that name has been carried down through a generation or two. And then with our son, our own son Jared, his middle name is Christine's maiden name. Because he knew the name for Daryl Collins, Christine's dad. Since he had two daughters, there wouldn't be a Collins. So let's keep that name Collins going in our family. So Jared's middle name is Collins. Our grandson Liam, his middle name is the name of his great-grandfather, Daryl, Christine's dad. Jared wanted that. He said, I love my grandfather so much, and I have an opportunity here, and we're going to give that his name to our son. He said, we give our children Bible names, perhaps in hopes that they take on that characteristic. So we have names like Daniel or Noah and John or Sarah or Deborah or Mary, but not Jezebel. we probably know why. Or Judas. We don't have boys named Judas. I wanted to give our boys Bible names. It's interesting. The name, our oldest son named Jared. He's distinguished. That name is in the Bible. And of course, now you know the answer to the question I'm going to ask, but do you know the name of the second oldest person in the Bible?
No.
Jared. Okay. The Bible says he lived 962 years. Methuselah's the oldest, 969. Jared in the Bible had a son named Enoch. Enoch had a son named Methuselah, who lived 969 years old. Methuselah had a son named Lamech. Lamech had a son named Noah. Jared is the great-great-grandfather of Noah. It's just interesting to point those out. Jared's very fortunate because I wanted to give him a different Bible name. In Genesis 4, verse 21, there's a man in the Bible named Jubal. And I like it because when it refers to Jubal, it says, Jubal, he was the father of all who played or handled the harp and the pipe. And since I like music, I said, I want to name my son Jubal. And then I wanted to give him a middle name of Lee, so it would be Jubal Lee. But Mom and Christine said, no, we're not going to do that.
Thank you, Christine.
Wives call their husbands sweet names. Sugar. Buck, you remember these names like Sugar. Does anybody call you that every once in a while? Dumpling? Sweetie Pie, Honey Bunch? Hunka Hunka Love? Those sports teams have names. They want to reflect the character of that name. Well, Lions, Tigers. Vikings, Warriors. Christine's high school up in Yuba City they were the Yuba City Honkers. Now, you don't know that's the people of the North, they know that's fearsome. You get a honker or a goose mad at you, that can be pretty devastating. You don't want to fight with a goose. Dennis Lecher reminded me one time years ago that there's a high school in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma High School Criminals. How would you like to play them? Well, the New Testament, you can see in your notes, we are called by different names in the Bible. And each of these names identify us either in our relationship to one another, our relationship in the congregation, our relationship to God, or maybe even a work that's been designated for us. So one of those names I have listed at the start a disciple. It means you are a follower of that person. If you are a disciple of that person, you are a learner, a student, an imitator, a servant. You are dedicated, you've dedicated yourself to the life of that person. You are that person's disciple. Well, that's what we are. We are disciples of Christ. In John 8, verse 31, Jesus